Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
News, that's what we're here for, Tom.
I have much. Nathaniel Klein very quickly has come out and basically done an Instagram post. He says, minor setbacks, major comebacks. Thanks for all the kind messages. Up went well, not a real hard work start. Road to recovery, will be back stronger. We talked loads about that in the Reds transfer roundup on the website. Go over there and check out if you want to hear our thoughts. Obviously, leave your thoughts in the comments as well if you would like to. We'll move quickly on. This is a statement from Spirit of Shankly regarding FSG trying to copyright the name Liverpool. So they said, as is the case with such proposals, the devil is in the detail, but due to a lack of transparency and consultation from FSG, the vague statement leaves the case open to huge assumptions. For example, can we now assume that anyone who uses the name Liverpool could face legal action? Will local football teams be at risk simply for having Liverpool in their name? For decades, local traders outside of Anfield have sold scarves, hats, t-shirts, and for many, it's their sole source of income. Scores of those t-shirts have been and still are happily worn by players, past and present. These traders provide a prime alternative to the club's official merchandise and are bought by thousands of fans every match day. What happens to them? The list goes on. After a magnificent summer of optimism and celebration for the LFC, it's hard to contemplate such a controversial, ill-thought-out move by FSG. It is one that will alienate the entire fan base. We, along with all our fans, cherish our independent traders. They add so much to our fan culture and atmosphere and therefore the club's successes. SOS strongly opposed the blatant capitalisation of our football heritage, but this is about more than LFC. This is about Liverpool. The name is not FSG's to own. It is the name of our city. It is owned by its people. This must be stopped. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens in the coming days, weeks and months over this. But we shall move on, Ross. FIFA Club World Cup 2019 fixtures have been announced.
You're not happy about that, are you, Tom?
No.
This is mad. You're going to go into detail in a second and you'll explain what's going on. But obviously the details come out and it's come out. We're going to play in December, which is already a congested fixture list. We know with the TV deals that have been done, it gets a busy period. There is a winter break this year, but it's not until February, so it kind of gets clogged up. And something that, you know, we spoke about earlier on in the office upstairs was like the need for, you know, we having backups in positions. This only adds to it because it's more game time for Liverpool and it's in Qatar as well. I'm all right with it because, you know, I said it's a reward for winning the Champions League that you get to play in this competition. Again, it's not the most, you know, desired trophy in the world that people want to go and win, but, you know, you ultimately becoming world champion of club football, which is good for the club and you know, good for our reputation, good to go and get out there and stuff. It's just the place of where it is, which isn't great, which obviously won't be for everyone playing in a World Club Cup Championship. And the timing of it is just the worst.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you've seen on screen, but basically, we only play match 6, December the 18th. That is the same time as a potential League Cup quarterfinal if we do get there. And then the final, all of third place playoff is scheduled for December the 21st, which is where we have a Premier League game against West Ham United away. So both of them are going to have to be rescheduled. It's one of them for me. I was speaking to Si before, and he had his opinions, and look, I genuinely want to know everyone's opinions on this because it is one of them where do you want a trophy? Do you want any trophy? Because it is a trophy at the end of the day and it's one of them. It's more silverware in your back pocket. But then, do we need it? Is it too much? I was making the argument to you before that maybe we should play some of our youngsters. Maybe we don't put our whole first team out there. Obviously, you'll still see maybe a Jordan Henderson, a Gini Wijnaldum and players like that. But I don't want to see these players getting overworked constantly. It's a very interesting thing, and I want to know all everyone's opinions. But we have so much football, Ross. Mm. I mean, in December, with them two games coming in, we could have 10 games in December, maybe even 11. Depends where we put the West Ham and the League Cup games. But even if we push them back to January, we have, if we're in every competition, we have 8 games, and then push them back in there. There's 10 games there. That's all before the winter break. It's in the slog of the season. It's already tough in December, January. We're making it harder.
If you add to that as well, like our style of playing, you know, we're seeing like the way we train. You know, there's injuries to, you know, Adam Lallana already. Obviously, Jalen's picked up a little bit of a niggle. You know, Klein's injured, so, you know, you shorten reserves. And this is why people are crying out for, you know, depth in the squad and want to go out there in the transfer market and go and add to that. Add to that as well the travel, going over to Qatar as well in a busy period.
Yeah.
And you can see, you know, why people are getting wound up about it and want Liverpool to go out and spend money.
It could be great game time for the likes of, like, a Kent or a Wilson if they're still at the club, still in around the team, I should say, and players like that. Hoover maybe, just to come in, give them game time. You know what I mean? It's a big competition for them. They can go out there and help win some silverware.
I think you have to see where you're at. Exactly. In the Premier League, I've said this before. If you're still in the, obviously, hopefully we'll be thereabouts in the title race still.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you need to weigh it up and go, actually, maybe we'll put a bit of experience in there, and maybe with the youth. But, you know, like I said, let us know in the comments below what you guys think.
Definitely. Another one we'll quickly run through. Paul Glatzel has successfully undergone a surgery after an injury suffered in a pre-season friendly against Tranmere. He looked fantastic against Tranmere, Ross. It was a massive blow. I wanted to see him play through loads of the pre-season games, because by all accounts, him and Bobby Duncan as a pairing have been fantastic. Seeing how well Bobby Duncan's done in terms of he got a game in the USA, he got to play some minutes and stuff. It was a massive blow, but it's great to see him being able to come back hopefully soon and being in around, especially under 23 team.
It's the experience he's going to miss out on, isn't it? Obviously, Bobby Duncan's gone away to the US tour with, you know, the rest of the team and stuff like that. That's important to a youngster, isn't it? And, you know, okay, they might not play loads of minutes and stuff, but what they'll learn from going away with the first team or hanging around with the first team players and stuff, it is massive. And, you know, Connor will feel sorry for the guy of 18 years old for getting that chance, getting his breakthrough and stuff, and it's hard times for him, but I know he's been successful, so fingers crossed he comes back.
Exactly, I agree. A few little transfer rumours to talk through with you. Kai Havertz, basically, he says, I am honest, at some point the next step must come for me, but I'm not going to worry about when exactly that will happen. I really don't know whether FC Bayern is the next and right step for me. I also don't know whether foreign countries would be more suitable for me, aka Liverpool. I really don't think too much about it at the moment. I have that self-confidence that I could play for Bayern, but the same applies to other clubs as well. He is boss. We spoke about him a lot in other shows. There's another one, Ross. I don't know if you've seen any of this. Basically, we played Sporting Lisbon the other day. Idrissa Dumbia had a good game. The Portuguese outfit, where are they? Record, basically have said that we think of the midfielder for the future. I'm not paying for a subscription for the Portuguese website, so I'll just read the first line. Idrissa Dumbia's performance at Liverpool's Yankee Stadium in New York confirmed that the midfielder born in Ivory Coast, who was 21 years old, could become a serious case in the Lions midfield. We're not the Lions, but it's nice to see us looking for the future, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always good, especially when, you know, you're unaware of these teams, aren't you? Like, I'm not going to admit to watching sport and every week. There's always people when you go on a pre-season tour, you are pre-season friendly, that kind of catch your eye, don't they? You know, it's hard to measure because of the circumstances that are out there. Like, you might have just happened to have a really good game, but saying that Bruno Fernandes looked incredible in that game as well.
And he got a hug,
but he's like the kind of name you've been clamouring for. And
yeah,
it's hard to weigh up because, you know, he's relatively unknown, obviously, to us, and he's quite young, but, you know, is that the kind of person that Liverpool should be going for? Do they want the experience of Bruno Fernandes, the big bucks, or go and get the younger player in? We've seen, you know, Klopp's capable of doing either. And this is the point where I'm at now. I said yesterday when I was on with James, you know, I'll judge the transfer window when it's closed. There's no point in getting wound up now and stuff, but I get people's argument for saying, go out and get someone. And having people to adapt as well is another argument. People saying, you know, we haven't bought anyone yet, but they haven't been on the tour. We haven't, you know, at that time, sit down with Klopp. We saw how long it took Fabinho to settle in, Chamberlain to settle in, Robson to settle in. You know, you don't want that going for another title race there. You want people to hit the ground running. Yeah.
So. And it's interesting with the Kai Havertz stuff as well. Obviously, highly rated. I think he's priced at like 89 million £1 million, another one for the future. I don't think he's going to go anywhere this season, I don't think, or this summer, I should say. Very, very interesting one for the future. We put it in the title, weird one. Basically, this is a Mail Online article, basically talking about Joe Hart leaving. And it says, Hart is prepared to leave Burnley with Nick Pope and Tom Heaton ahead of him in the pecking order, though Heaton has interest from Aston Villa and Liverpool. So we dug into this, Si dug into it, thank you very much, Si. And we found an article, this is Chris Bascombe of The Telegraph, and there's a little snippet here, basically talking about, there was some quotes after, I think it was either Tramier or Bradford, we were there, we've got it on footage somewhere, so if you want to go and watch that interview, it's on the Redmen TV YouTube channel. But basically, he was talking about how Mignolet's number one, but we did explore alternatives before Klopp spoke about that, apparently. Liverpool tentatively explored alternatives in the event of an attractive offer materialising for Simon Mignolet, with Burnley's Tom Heaton and even former number one Pepe Reina considered. After Mignolet's blunder the other day against Sporting, where Fernandez shot the ball goes in, who's the United goalkeeper, who's fantastic, and I can't remember his name. De Gea did it so many times last season. After that blunder, do you reckon there's a case to be made that maybe Simon Mignolet leaves, even though we were quite settled with him being number two or the second number one?
I think this is all dependent on what he wants. You know, up until that blunder, I was quite happy for him to be like a second choice, because I think, you know, he's a good
shot. Now?
I think there's always that self-doubt, isn't there? And I think there's players like him, Moreno at the time, there's others, probably you maybe put Lovren in that bracket, although he's improved, of going, you know, these people have got baggage with them, haven't they? And people don't want that anymore. We've been so good at going, people aren't good enough. You know, we mentioned Karius earlier on today on a different show, going, well, that he wasn't good enough. He was making these blunders in pre-season. Klopp went, nah, I'm not having that. You can get off. You know, he is a good second option, but, you know, it's hard to go and get convince someone like to come do that backup job. But, you know, Tom Heaton will be a good backup, in my opinion. I think he's a solid goalkeeper and stuff, and he's used to having shots at him playing for Burnley and stuff. Yeah. So, you know, he's kind of used to it. But would he adapt to playing out from the back? You know, I mean, they can't really do that now anyway, but, you know, I'll wait and see.
It's interesting. Let us know your thoughts in the comments. While you're doing that, Si, do you have any from earlier on the show?
So Omar Aswat says, I'm pretty sure Klopp is going to use the Club World Cup as a warm weather break for 10 days, play the youth, and then sub on the big boys in the final. Also note the facilities are world-class in Qatar.
That's true, actually. The facilities will be fantastic. I agree with that, and that's what I want to see, to be honest. Obviously, people have different opinions. Go out there, win the competition, get another bit of silverware. Best way to do that is to play your best players, but I think it's one of them. In that congestion of a fixture list, it is tough.
Johnny Walker, kind of on the other side to that, more agreeing with Tom, says, we have a jam-packed season ahead of us now with the Club World Cup fixtures confirmed. Praying we don't get any more injuries, because we're not going to sign anyone. And then Omar Aswat came back and said, if we don't sign anyone, then I trust in Klopp, but we must sort out our form in the new year. It's a trend that we drop points in January and February since Klopp came in. Ultimately, that cost us the league.
Yeah. I mean, I had a count before, Ross. If we're in every single fixture till the end, every competition, sorry, till the end, we have 68. Actually, we might have 70, because I haven't put in the two finals that we're playing at the start of the season. 70 games of football, competitive games of football next season. It's going
to
be mad.
Yeah, and we noticed before as well, the intensity of how we play and, you know, our trade and stuff is already, you know, we've seen the repercussions of that. We've had some injuries already before the season's even started. And people that are susceptible to injuries like Adam Lallana or Chamberlain and stuff, and that's, it's a concern for people, I said before. It's one for me as well. It's going, well, you can go and, You're not even solving a problem, you're just reassuring yourself, aren't you? Going, like, well, if this happens, worst case scenario. And he said there's enough games there for all these people to play in. And then you have to wait and see what happens with, like, Ryan Kent, Harry Wilson. Are they going to hang around? If they're not, then you kind of need to fill those numbers in. They weren't there last season. But when you want to refresh things and turn things up, you need to have those bodies in.
So when we were talking about it, I just asked a little question in the comments saying, do you think playing in the Club World Cup is a good thing? A few people, Joe says no, Matthew Hustle says no. No, but Blank says absolutely. We've been crying for silverware for years, and that's a good point, Dima. How long it's been since we've won a trophy, and now we've won one, and we've got the chance to go and win another one. I think we should be trying to win every trophy that we can, because we don't know how long this is going to last, to be honest with you. Cag New Vlog says the amount of games in such a short space of time could make or break the title race. We just have to power through it. And Dicko says I agree with Ross. I don't want to. If you don't want to enter the comp, don't win the Champions League. And hope you put the kids out again in the League Cup. That'll save legs.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Any other comments on any other topics, si?
Mostly just Club World Cup stuff, to be honest. A bit of Tom Heaton stuff. Someone who I've read out your name before, and I know I've made that mistake.
I already know.
So Anita says Tom Heaton won't play back up. He'll go to Villa from a Burnley fan, so he's a Burnley fan as
fair
well.
Enough. I think Burnley might want to keep hold of him. If Joe Hart's going, he's the worst of the three keepers. Nick Pope's quite good. Like when we were going about 2 seasons ago, and he was a bit of a prick, but that's how Burnley set up and keeping the ball. But he makes some good saves and stuff. They've just been dead unlucky with injuries, which is why Joe Hart came in, and now he's surplus the requirements. So.
No, it is fair. I mean, we spoke about a lot of the stuff, especially the Club World Cup stuff. We spoke about, I had an agenda down there. We spoke about Oxlade-Chamberlain, we spoke about Klein, we spoke about Nocatino, we spoke about the first team signings. No, this is the new show. I mean, the Reds transfer roundup. Basically, we spoke about loads of topics in depth and detail. So, if you want to find out more stuff, obviously go here and obviously go over to Unibet and read their articles too. But if you want to stick with us, we're all on the website, which you can see right here. There's a Hendo and Ox exclusive interview from before the Champions League final. The Klopp one will be going out on Monday. The build up went out on the Redmen TV YouTube channel the other day. Gino Ronaldo with an exclusive interview went out this morning, Ross.
And we're off to Napoli. We're off to Scotland to go and watch the Napoli game, aren't we?
We are off to Scotland.
And then we're off to Switzerland.
And then we're off to Switzerland. And then we're off to London. And then the season starts.
Mental.
Oh, Liverpool are playing competitive games of football very soon. I can't wait for the transfer window to be shut. do you want to wrap up?
Yeah, that's it. Well, we won't be back next week, will we?
Me and Ross will not be. Si won't be. It's going to be Paul and Chris. You're going to have to deal with the actual regulars of Paul and Chris who speaks
sense. And good presenting.
Yeah, good presenting for once. But yeah, you'll enjoy that.
Yeah. See ya.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.